BBC News with John Jason. Activists in Syria say government forces have killed as many as 130 civilians across the country in an escalation of violence ahead of a ceasefire deadline. Troops are reported to have shelled and attempted to storm the town of Latamna in Hama province. Jim Muir reports from neighbouring Lebanon.
This was at Latamna, a town in Hama province, where torn and blood-stained bodies were being piled into pickup trucks and driven off as distraught townspeople looked on. They called it a massacre, with several children among the 50 or so dead. Later there was a massive turnout and a lot of anger at the funeral, where one dead toddler was held aloft by the crowd. There was more carnage a little further south at Homs, where several embattled quarters where opposition fighters are entrenched came under unrelenting bombardment. The victims weren't all killed by shelling. Activists put video on the internet, which appeared to show a pile of about a dozen bodies at the foot of a blood-stained wall, saying they were summarily executed there.
The wife and friends of the Chinese dissident Feng Lijie, whose pro-democracy speeches inspired the Tiananmen Square protests of 1989, say he's died in exile in the United States. He was 76. Feng Lijie was an astrophysicist who was expelled from the Chinese Communist Party 2 years earlier, accused of stirring up student unrest. The army in Pakistan is continuing its efforts to find more than 135 people, most of them soldiers, buried under an avalanche in the Himalayas. Major General Attar Bhas said hundreds of troops were trying to dig down through the snow, but it was so deep and covered such a wide area that so far they'd found no survivors. The avalanche engulfed an army base near the Siachen Glacier early on Saturday. The Vice President of Malawi, Joyce Banda, has been sworn in as the country's first female head of state, following the death from a heart attack of her predecessor, Bingu wa Mutharika.
I, Joyce Hilda Mutila Banda,
Do solemnly swear that I will well and truly perform the function of the high office of President of the Republic of Malawi.
Mrs. Banda took the oath of office at a ceremony in Parliament in Lilongwe and was greeted with cheers, applause and adulation. She urged Malawians to remain united. Police in Tunisia fired tear gas to disperse a protest by thousands of unemployed university graduates in the capital, Tunis. The Interior Ministry said the police had been forced to act when protesters tried to march into the city's main thoroughfare in defiance of a ban on demonstrations there. Hundreds of people have attended the funeral of a Greek pensioner who shot himself outside Parliament earlier this week in protest of the government's austerity measures. You're listening to the BBC World Service. A member of the Iranian parliament says Iran is now capable of producing nuclear weapons, but will never do so. Ghulam Reza Mizbahi Moghadam made the comments in a brief post on Iran's parliamentary website. Western experts say that even if Iran does have the right knowledge and raw materials, it would still take years to make a nuclear bomb. One of the leaders of Colombia's biggest rebel movement, the FARC, says it remains ready for battle. The leader, known as Ivan Marquez, denied claims by the Colombian military that the guerrillas had been weakened. Karen rebels in Burma have met the President Thein Sein for the first time in what's seen as a big step towards resolving one of the world's longest conflicts. The head of the Karen delegation, Zipora Thein, told the BBC that the meeting was constructive, with both sides exchanging views on how to achieve peace. On Friday, the Karen and the government agreed on measures aimed at turning their current ceasefire into a permanent truce. There have been chaotic scenes during one of the traditional showpieces of the British sporting calendar, the annual boat race on the River Thames between Oxford and Cambridge universities. The teams were more than halfway along the course when the contest had to be stopped because a man swam into the path of the boats. Maddie Savage reports.
Oxford were the favourites and were nudging ahead just past the halfway point when everything changed.
What's happened? Cambridge stopped. Cambridge has stopped. Wayne Pommer, what can you tell us?
We stopped rowing. There's a man swimming across between the boats. Both crews had to stop. All the following boats have stopped.
There are unconfirmed reports that the swimmer is Trenton Oldfield, who runs a website called Elitism Leads to Tyranny. Police say they've arrested a man on suspicion of a public order offence. For the crews, there was a 31-minute delay before the race was restarted. Oxford pulled ahead, but then one of their oars was snapped when the two sides' blades got entangled, and Cambridge led to the end.
BBC News.